Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome for everyone who's joining us here at Happy Hour with Dr. T. Today, Tuesday, 11 a.m., which we have every week, we have a special guest. It's called Guest Day, and it's on Happy Hour, where we invite guests such as Christian authors, Christian businessmen and women, and pastors to join us to talk about their latest books, their latest projects, share their wisdom, and then at the end of the show, lead us in a word of prayer. All of our podcasts are aired daily, Monday through Friday. They're all different, but you can always check in at drtenpenny.com at 11 a.m. and see what we're talking about today. And today, we're going to really hop into some really interesting things that I don't think you've heard about and talked about before. And I hope by now you've joined the Tenpenny Prime membership. The new educational benefits for the members every month are a topical white paper, a recorded presentation that I put together, and a live Ask the Expert event at the end of the month. These are all available for you as part of your membership. And they have been, what we've done so far in the first 4 months of the year, those have just been rocking. They've been really, really good. And you don't want to miss this. If you're already an existing member, I want to thank you so much. It's your monthly support that continues to allow us to do all this work and keep our company going. And if you want to become a member, go to shoptenpenny.net, shoptenpenny.net. Hover over the membership tab and you'll be able to see all the benefits that you get as a Prime member. We have decided to make 2025 the year of knowledge, empowerment, and action. So we thank you for your continued support because this is how we do all the things that we do for you and keep everything else as much as we can for free. So before I introduce to you today's special guest, Melissa Redpill, the author of End Times and Thousand Years of Peace, we're going to take a really quick break. You don't want to miss this because this is going to be a very different angle on the end times that I'm sure you haven't talked about before or heard about before. So it's an interesting perspective. So you won't want to miss this. We'll be right back.
Zeolite is a detox spray. We work specifically with a company called Touchstone Essentials. They are an incredible company. We've been working with them now for several years. And zeolite is a mineral that goes through your body like a one-way basket. It will clean out heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury, aluminum, cadmium, and it hooks onto those metals from a one-way perspective. So once it's bound, it goes out through your urine or your stools and doesn't get redeposited in other places. Everybody needs to have a detox product in their life, and this one is so easy to use, and it's so safe. You can take it when you're pregnant. You can take it when you're nursing. You can give it to little children. You can even give it to infants, and quite frankly, I give it to my dog. I actually put a little bit of the zeolite in his water because until we all stop living in a toxic world, we all need to get some of those extra toxicities out, the heavy metals, the persistent organic pollutants, the things that are floating through the air, the different things that we come in touch with in our environment. And we are a big fan of zeolite from Touchstone Essentials. We've been a big, big, big fan of their products for several years.
Go to drtenpenny.com/detox to get your first bottle of zeolite spray for $50 off.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Melissa Redpill is an author, Bible teacher, digital soldier, and founder of Freedom Force Battalion. After uncovering explosive truths in the Podesta Clinton WikiLeaks and deep state corruption, she prayed, asking God for direction, and he directed her into the book of Revelation and gave her a fresh set of eyes. What did she find? That we are now living in end times prophecy right now. And her best-selling book, End Times and the Thousand Years of Peace, has awakened thousands to the real battle between good and evil, and truth and deception. Melissa is leading a global movement to expose the Antichrist system and usher in the golden age of peace. So, Melissa, welcome to Happy Hour with Dr. T. Thank you so much for joining us here today.
Thank you. You just about brought me to tears. Thank you for saying that. That was so nice. I'm so used to being treated bad. I don't even know what to think. And someone's applauding me. I'm very thankful. Sometimes I just have to pinch myself to realize that the Lord allowed me to do this, really. And so, I mean, for you, I don't know if you feel the same way, just being a leader in this amazing day to bring down this horrible things that they've been doing to us. You know, I just feel so blessed and honored. And so I'm very thankful to be able to share the things that the Lord has revealed to me. I've been teaching, I don't know if you saw this on my bio, but I've been teaching children for years and years and years, 35 years. And so one of the things I think helps a lot is when you're teaching children, you have to know these things. You can't be looking in some book or reading in some, you have to just know it and get all excited about it. And so that was one of the ways that the Lord got me started, you know, in teaching, and so prepared me for this day. I'm sure you could say the same thing. The Lord has been preparing you for years for this day and made you tough as nails, right? Anyway, so I'm so glad to be here to share this with you guys. I really hope you'll, you know, this will really help you to have tons and tons of hope and joy knowing this beautiful day is here.
When I first met, you know, we were at that event, an event in Miami a couple of weeks ago, and we met there, and that was just a delightful event at a lovely place at the Trump Duval. And we just
it was beautiful.
A beautiful place. And so you told your story so eloquently and how this was laid out for you. So why don't you just start and tell your story? We'll have a conversation about it. I may interrupt you a little bit.
Yeah.
Of how you were able to use current events to interpret scriptures in real time instead of using it in future tense, but using it in present tense. So
yes,
tell us your story of how you got here.
Yes, that's a great way to look at it. I don't even think about it that way, but that is really what happened. Back in 2018, as you were saying, I read the WikiLeaks, or not all of them, but enough of them to get the idea of this. These people are literally worship Satan. These people are literally, I mean, it's not hyperbole at all. And they believe that they are on the winning side, as outrageous as that sounds to Christians. You know, because we know that Jesus is the victor. But the honest truth is, for years and years and years, I mean, long before we were born, they've been, this global network, this worldwide network has been running everything in a very evil way. And one of the things I talked about at the event was I talked about the, you know, that they've been doing installing puppet leaders. They've been installing, you know, they've been running all these wars intentionally. You know, when you wake up to that, you're like, this is outrageous, but this is exactly what Satan would want people to do, to kill off humanity with the big harma, right? All the things that they've done to us there, as well as the financial systems. It began to dawn on me. This is a beast. I'm like, okay, Lord, what? I think I've been under a misunderstanding of who this Antichrist is. And so that's when, you know, I said, well, let me just go. I've gone down every rabbit hole there is. Let me go ahead and go down and find the rabbit hole of Revelation. And I looked and I didn't find anything that really just felt right in my heart. And I said, Lord, where is, okay, help me find. I know you guys do the same thing. You're like, Lord, direct my clicks, direct my searches. How can I find this truth? You know, as you and I were just talking about before we came on, you know, when you talk to ChatGPT or Grok or whatever, how do you direct it to get the right answer? Because sometimes you'll get an answer like, no, that's not the answer. That's what I was doing on Revelation. And just by the way, I've recorded 900 scripture songs, so I have tons of scripture memorized through the Awana clubs. I did this years ago, back in 99. And so, you know, that was helpful. So as well as the basis of, you know, years and years of teaching children. And so I said, okay, Lord, you know, since I can't find anything online, I just need you to tell me. And in my opinion, when you go into scripture, you have to go in and say, Lord, I don't care what the truth is. I'm going to toss out everything and just say, you speak through your word to me. And that's, as you've read a good portion of my first book, I actually have three books, but my first book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, it's all just scripture, scripture, scripture. I'm not trying to pull something out of the air. And I think that's one of the big problems with a lot of the end times teaching. And so as teaching children all these years, I never taught Revelation because I just didn't feel comfortable with it. I didn't think I didn't really understand it. But once I had that big piece of the puzzle that these people that we're fighting in this horrible worldwide battle that we're fighting right now, that they worship Satan, literally, that they are all connected. It's not about Democrat or Republican or what one country or another, but this mafia cabal. I began to realize this is truly the Antichrist. It's not an Antichrist, an individual that's going to come. Because if you remember in Daniel 7, it talks about this huge beast. It's got iron teeth and all these horns. It's like, it's huge. It's much bigger than one individual. Much, much bigger than that. It's worldwide. It's in your town and my town. It's everywhere, infiltrated into corporations and governments and all these things. So I think that was the biggest piece of the puzzle, to realize they're anti-family, anti-justice, anti-freedom, just everything is good. They're against it. Anti-Christ. So that was the first thing. And then I'll tell you this other quick thing. I went to an event with a dear friend of mine, and I was, again, looking for other people who had maybe some information on Revelation. And I never really found a book, but I did find a workbook. And it said, it was really great advice. It says, read through the book of Revelation 3 times and then write down. It had literally pages where it was just the scripture verse. And it said, write down everything you think of when you read each verse. What does it remind you of? Put it in your own words, you know, really ruminate on it and think on it and pray on it to formulate, you know, what each verse is talking about. And so I did that the best I could. And I still didn't really have I had not formulated a clear understanding of the book of Revelation. Of course, the Lord said he was not going to reveal these things to us until the end. He said that. He says, Daniel, keep all these things sealed up until the end. All right. So, that's one of the reasons we have, been under a misunderstanding about, in a cloud, about end times. Anyway, so then this is going to sound funny, but I think it really helped. Because I realized this Gog and Magog battle. I kept thinking, what is this with the Gog and Magog battle? Well, no one ever talks about the Gog and Magog battle, except to say, oh, it's when Iran fights, these whatever worldwide forces. And like, that just doesn't sound right to me. Because at the Gog and Magog battle is when the Lord Jesus conquers death. And there are 3 verses, and I had these songs for these. So this helped me to go, something different is happening at the Gog and Magog battle. What is happening at the Gog and Magog battle? Because no one ever talks about it. Why don't they ever talk about it? That makes me think they're trying to hide something. Anyway, so at the Gog and Magog battle is when, again, death is conquered. As we've heard at every funeral, there's no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying. That's from Revelation chapter 20. And then it also says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says, behold, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And it's bottom line, it's talking about that we'll have our incorruptible bodies. This is at the Gog and Magog battle. And it also says this in 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17. It says, behold, the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. And the dead in Christ will rise, and those who are alive and remain will be caught up together with the Lord to meet the Lord in the air, and this will always be with the Lord forever. Like, all these verses were talking about that moment when we'll get our new bodies. But they had interpreted it like an escape from earth. I'm going to tell you, I'm almost done, but one other quick thing. On this amazing day, September 23rd, 2017, this day, this amazing sign happened in the heavens, the sign of the Son of Man, the amazing sign. I want to show it to you here in just a second. I thought that was the day that we were leaving. Because our Lord Jesus said, when you see that sign, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power. And I was under the conception that we're going to escape earth. And the Lord's going to blow up the world in a huge, nuclear fireball. That's what I've been taught all my life. So I figured that was true. And that day came and went. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I've been under a misunderstanding. And so either way, I began to realize that's not about us leaving earth. It's about the day when we'll have incorruptible bodies. Well, there will be no more death, no more sorrow, no more crying, and heaven and earth will merge, and we'll all be together. Everyone, your grandparents in heaven, everyone will be together. But what happens before? What happens before Gog and Magog? It says after the 1,000 years of peace, then there's this Gog and Magog battle. 1,000 years of peace. This is a beautiful day, but it's not. There's still death during that time. There's still sin during that time. It's beautiful. It's a million times better, but and the beast and the false prophet are gone, because before the 1,000 years of peace is the Battle of Armageddon, which they talk about a lot. This Battle of Armageddon is when the beast and the false prophet are cast out, and Satan's cast out, and for 1,000 years. The beast and the false prophet never come out again. Again, this is in Revelation 20. And I like the NLT version. It's very, very clear. Very, very easy to understand. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, so I began to realize, hey, we're in the battle right now. We're in the battle right now to expose this horrible Antichrist that has done so much damage to humanity. That's where we are in this timeline. We are right now destroying them. We're exposing them, first of all, and then we're going to destroy them. And then we'll have the 1,000 years of peace, which President Trump has named the Golden Age. In my opinion, that's, he's trying to help us understand where we're headed to beautiful, bright days. They don't want this truth. This is why I keep getting slammed. They do not want that truth out there. They want us to think we have to escape. There's no use in fighting. It's inevitable that we will fall. We have to escape Earth. That's our only hope. And God is just going to indiscriminately destroy humanity. And that is not what the Bible teaches. It says that it's the end times. Okay, this is the book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for the cabal. Mm. It's the end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us. And they had us. They use scripture, and as the Bible says, they twist it to their own destruction. They're using it to get us into this mentality of that God is angry with humanity. He's not angry with humanity. He didn't come to condemn. He came to save, as he says in, was it John 17, 17? He's coming to save us from the ones he is angry with, the Satan worshipers. Does that kind of give it in a nutshell?
I think so. And I think that you had some slides that you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I do. I do. I have so many things I could share. It would just be lots and lots of great things. And if you want to go over and see them, go to freedomforce.live, everybody. Go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And you can check out all the resources over there. Everything is for free over there. The page that I would really encourage you to go to, if you want to kind of get a primer, is on freedomforce.live/endtimes. And you like this first video right here is a 10-minute video, just a summary of basically what I just said, and more in a video format, like a movie showing you little clips of what has been happening to us. And then here's one, the truth about end times in 4 minutes. And I also go into the different books that I have written. So I lost you, Miss Tenpenny. Are you still there?
I'm here. I just turned off my video. So
Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure you were, I was still talking to you. All right. So this is my first book. This is again, the decode of Revelation. And if you go to the audiobooks right here, you can actually listen to the book, and it's going to take a minute. It might take several listenings, several readings to really, like it did with me. It took a lot of time for me to come out of the things that I had been taught literally all my life. All right. So, and you can also, what we're doing every Saturday morning, we've been doing a group study. It's, I think we're on, we just finished 25. We'll probably have to do 26 or 27 to complete this study. And so let me click on it, and you can see actually every week, you know, we've been going over Daniel's visions, you know, what was the prophecy that Daniel was given? What was the information about the Great Awakening, you know, different lies we were told. And the first thing is you have to know, what is wrong, so you can come out of this misconception. What it really means when Daniel talked about this 7 years, and what it really means is about Jubilee. Jubilee is about the debts being canceled and the captives being freed. And so this is where we are in the timeline. All right. So then I talk about the four horsemen and all these things, the two witnesses. What is the truth about the two witnesses? And so one of my favorite things. One of my favorite verses, and I shared this actually with your assistants. They were saying, well, what is a verse that really you would like to be to focus on this video? And I said, well, you know what? I love Revelation 11:11. And let me read it to you and tell me if you don't think that this is exactly what we are experiencing right now. It says, after 3.5 days, God breathed life into them and they stood up. Terror struck all who were staring at them. I believe this is talking about what God has done for us. You know, not everyone is awake, but he has chosen, he has hand selected certain ones to be awake because he knew we would stand here and fight. And here we are after 8 years, we are standing here fighting to expose, you know, like you are, Miss Tenpenny, you're exposing this criminal cabal and what they've done to our health and are continuing to try to do to our health. So this is because God breathed life into you. And I think that's really what it's talking about here, right? In Revelation 11:11, we stood up. We stood up and terror struck all who were staring at them. So have you seen that verse? Go ahead.
I have a question about your Bible study series. Do people need to start at like the first one and go all the way through, or can they hop around and go to the different verses that they're interested in?
They can do it any way they want to. They can do it any way they want to. What I think is the best way to do it, in my opinion, is to read the book first. Read the book. And like I was just showing you, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's on Amazon. It's $2.99, so it's not like it's expensive. You can get the paperback too. And then the next thing is, if you go to the right here on this page, when you look at End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, you could actually go to all the different books. I have it in Spanish. I have it in German. And so if you people who want, like, we've had 100,000 people read this book. And so it's become a, thank God, it's become a bestseller. And so just because of grassroots. And so, cause it's not going through the church. Unfortunately, the church is too controlled that they really don't want this truth to come out in the mainstream church. So the next thing to do is to get this study guide right here, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for Beginners. And then you know, just like with the Socratic method, it asks you questions and then you answer them. You see if you really have, you know, got it when you read through the book, right? Or listen to the audiobook. And so that's what I would recommend. Well, we have the answer key, but I would recommend, I mean, you know, get the book and actually do it yourself. Don't you find that if someone actually writes, takes the time and thinks through these things and writes it down, then they'll know that what they really understood and what they didn't.
The mainstream, you know, like I said, you know, when I introduced you, is that because I've read about half your book, and I've only read about half just for the sake of time.
Yeah.
Because I thought that we were going to be booking you out a couple of weeks.
Yes.
I thought I would have more time, but you use current events to go through and to describe, like, the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had in the book of Daniel, and you use current events to sort of lay out your argument for why you believe that we are living in the beginning of the 1,000 years of peace right now, and that soon that the cabal and all the bad guys are going to be gone. What does the mainstream church say about your position on this? Because it's very different.
Right. They pretty much ignored me. Really. And, you know, canceling me and all that. But here, what you're talking about is the Nebuchadnezzar statue. Actually, let me pull that up. So if, for those of you who are not really familiar with what you're talking about, here is, let me see. Okay, here we go. Here's a pretty good one. So the Nebuchadnezzar statue is where Daniel, let me make it a little bit bigger. So this is what you're talking about right here. I know it's a little bit blurry, but I just pulled this up. So Daniel, this is an amazing story. If you remember, Daniel was an assistant to King Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Persia. The king had a terrible dream. He couldn't remember what the dream was. He told all the wise men, they had to come up with telling me what the dream is and then tell me the interpretation, and none of them could do it. And he was going to kill them all. And Daniel was one of the wise men, but he hadn't been privy to this. He didn't know what was going on. And so they're coming to say, you're going to have to be killed because no one can tell the king what his dream is. And so he said, can you give me 2 days to pray? And so he prayed, and the Lord not only told him the dream, but he also told him the interpretation of the dream. So as soon as Nebuchadnezzar heard him explain what this amazing statue was, he knew that Daniel was only given this. Well, first of all, he thought he worshiped Daniel. He said, no, don't worship me. The Lord God in heaven is the true and living God. In other words, King Nebuchadnezzar, you're not God. And so really the amazing thing about Daniel is he moved, because of his faith, the entire Babylonian empire from from, you know, just Satan worship all the way to faith. That by the end of, you know, of it, you know, under King Darius, they were, you know, everyone worshiped the God of Daniel, which was absolutely amazing. And the wise men became, you know, were saved. And they all, those were the wise men that came to see the birth of our Lord Jesus, because they had heard, you know, they were saved by Daniel. And so Daniel had told them about the 70 times seven, which goes into this beautiful Bethlehem star. If you want to go see what the Bethlehem star is, the Lord has helped me to decode. I've seen it actually on Stellarium, the online planetarium. I was able to find that. Anyway, so, but it's such an exciting story. But yeah, this is the statue that Daniel saw. And so I think most of the people who talk about prophecy would agree that we are down to the feet. So you've had the Babylonian Empire is the head of gold, and you've got the breast of silver is the Persian Empire, and the thighs of brass is the Greek Empire, and then the legs of iron is the Roman Empire. And then here it talks about the feet of iron and clay is the divided nations. And my difference is I'm saying that this is the new world order. They have, and it's like even got 10 toes, and on the scary, you know, monster that I was just talking about earlier, that monster has 10 horns. So what is this 10? Well, if you look at the United Nations, they control the world by, you know, in groups of, it's like 10 different groupings. And so that's how they've been able to control people through the financial system and the vaccines and the, you know, all the different ways. So that's, you know, basically, I believe that this is where we are on the timeline. But that's, to be honest, that's not terribly different from what you're going to hear from the mainstream church. They're going to say we're down to the end. The difference really is when they say we're going to escape Earth. We have to escape Earth. And the reason I don't believe that that is the case is because remember when our Lord Jesus was with his disciples, he says, go into all the world, preach the gospel. He wanted people to go all the world. He says, you know, baptize them and teach them everything I've commanded you. Why? Because he wanted the earth to be filled with the knowledge of the Lord. He wanted the sweet savor of Christ in every place, so that when the time would come for him to awaken humanity, like I was saying in Revelation 11:11, which is a cool number because a lot of people see that all the time. When they would awaken, they would be in every place. They'd be in South America, you know, in all of North, all over the world. We would have people who would be ready to rise up, not to escape earth, but to take over, for the meek to inherit the earth, for us to literally rise up and to fight and to cast them out. This is clearly what it talks about in Revelation 19. To be honest, the mainstream teaching is that Christians are not even there for most of the book of Revelation, that we escape earth. And my contention is, why in the world would the Lord have us, why would he have us go and to fill the earth with believers, and have us go and to fill the earth with Christians, and to work so hard for 2,000 years when the time came to fight, that we'd be gone? That doesn't make any sense. He did it so that we would then, as it says in that verse, Revelation 11:11, look at the next verse. It says, then a loud voice came from heaven, and it called to the two prophets, come up here, and they rose to heaven in a cloud as their enemies watched. Now, what a lot of people interpret that to be, or the mainstream church interprets that at, oh, see, they're leaving, they're escaping to heaven. And what my interpretation is, what I believe is the truth of it, is that we are rising to positions of authority. Like President Trump is in a position of authority to help humanity. Like all these ones who are, you know, right now, you know, working. This is an amazing day, the 12th of May, huge day to take a really big blow at how Big Pharma has been harming humanity. So, you know, this is what's so great about people being, that it says in Revelation 20 that we will rule and reign with Christ. We will rule and, you know, it's his kingdom come, his will be done on earth, for people to be in these positions of authority in every place. That's really what the golden age, the kingdom of Christ is about, is that we are ruling and reigning with him, not on a cloud, but right here on earth.
I did an 8-part series with Brad Cummings, and we had another, you know, he's a really, really good friend of mine. He's the author of The Shack.
Love it.
The producer of The Shack, the movie, and he's one of my best friends in the whole world.
Love it.
We did an 8-part series. You know, Tuesdays we do our happy hour with Dr. T, our guests, like this is what this show is. And then on Thursdays, we'll take one of our authors, and then we'll do a 4-part series on a particular book that they've written. And that's Tuesdays at 11 a.m. And we did, Brad was going to do a four-part series with me. And when he wrote out the outline of what we were going to do, I said, we can't cover all this in 4 weeks.
Exactly.
He said, well, would it be, okay if I did it in 8 weeks? And I said, yes. And it's called All Things That Are Important.
Oh, nice.
People that have missed these. If you go to drtenpenny.com and you hover over the education tab, you'll see a drop-down window that'll say, and one of the things on the drop-down window, it says Bible series. And you go down to there and click on that, and then you'll see all the series that we've done in the last couple of years. And the one that Brad did was at the top. And he really, we talked about that in one of his series that he really, his interpretation is similar to yours, that, the Lord is coming back and that we're going to
rule.
We're going to rise up and meet him in the air and come with him, like we are ushering him.
Okay.
Yeah. On the planet.
Yes.
The dead will rise up. It's like you see this, your bridegroom coming.
Yes.
And you rise up to meet him and then come down and reign on the earth. He said, I the whole thing that we've been taught all these years about, the earth being blown up like a big nuclear bomb and go away. He said, this is God's creation. Why would he do that? And
exactly.
We banter back and forth because, of my training and where I come from and what we've been taught all of these years, it's a lot of the things in the book of Revelation are subject to interpretation because
of course, symbolism.
Yeah, because they are so symbolic. But
right.
I think that's a really, really good way to think about that. In fact, unshare your screen here for a second.
Okay.
There we go. So we're going to take a really quick break today because this is there's a lot to take in.
Yes.
Let that settle in and sink in for a minute. Today we're talking to Melissa Redpill, the author of End Times and the Thousand Years of Peace, that she believes that we're in that was at the very, very front end at the beginning of that right now. There's more to come. We've got all kinds of things that we're going to talk about. We're going to take this really quick break. We will be right back.
There are an awful lot of people that are affiliates for Mike Lindell because we all really appreciate what he does for this country. We appreciate the hard work that he does, and we appreciate his products. He has more than 200 products in his store, everything from pillowcases and comforters to doggy beds and to wonderful slippers and bathrobes. There's something for everybody and something for everybody in each age group. I mean, one of the things that I really like a lot are the pillowcases, the children's Bible story pillowcases that I just think are such a great way when you tuck your child into bed at night to use these pillowcases that they come from his store to start to tell the story about Adam and Eve and Noah and the Ark and different things. And they're colorful and they're really pretty. So from children all the way up to gentlemen that want to have like nice slippers or to your dog, the doggy beds and things are just wonderful. So my pillow is a great place to shop for just about anything that you want. And if you use our affiliate code DRT, that helps us, that can benefit us, that helps Mike Lindell, and you'll get a great product for anybody that you're shopping for.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Melissa, tell us a little bit more in detail about your online Bible study, because you've been doing that for a while, and there are a lot of them. Where do people go to find that, and where would you encourage them to start?
Okay, so go to freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and when you go to that page I was just showing you before on the videos, under videos, you will see a tab that's called the Small Group Studies. And there are currently, I think, 26 studies in there. We just completed, I think, Gog and Magog, which is at the, really like Revelation chapter 20. So I would say, again, read the book and then you can do the study guide, which is End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace for beginners, and go verse by verse by verse with us in the videos. And so you can answer them yourself and then do the study and see if you can fill in some blanks if you've missed some things. It is a very different take, but it makes sense to me that the enemy would have wanted us to have this mentality of that we have to escape Earth, that we're going in, it's inevitable that we'll lose, and that we have to leave Earth, and then God is going to indiscriminately destroy humanity, because They don't want us to stand up and fight. Like it says in Revelation 11, 11, God breathed life into them and they stood up. They did not want the sleeping giant to awaken. They wanted us to stay asleep and to not fight. And many Christians that I've talked to have the mentality that there's no use in even worrying about who is the Antichrist, because we're not going to be here to worry. You know, we won't even know, and we're not going to fight him. And that's, we don't have to worry about it. But that is not the case. The Lord has awakened you right now because you feel in your heart, you have to do something to stop all of this destruction of humanity. And you've, everyone here has learned that these people literally worship Satan. So in my strong contention, this is who we're fighting, is the beast of Revelation, also called the Antichrist. Same thing. And, you know, this is what we're going to see them destroyed. Here's a, you were asking before about this current event. Hopefully I answered that question. Did I answer that one pretty much about how to do it? Okay. So then one of the things that's really cool is just something that just recently happened, is basically from Revelation 18. Revelation 18 is an amazing passage that talks about the basically blowing up the worldwide commerce. You're like, why would this happen? What is going on? Well, it says, and it's very strange because, you know, especially before we woke up, we didn't realize what they were doing. But it says that these merchants sell all these fine, you know, gold and silver and frankincense and fine linens and all these. And the last thing it says that they sell is slaves. They sell human bodies. And so we realize that not only the trafficking, the abject trafficking of children, which has gotten most of us involved in this war, okay, that we're like, we're not putting up with that. Whatever I have to do, I'm going to put a stop to that. I have to be part of stopping that. And then number two, basically, how have we all been enslaved? The people in China are slaves because they work for, you know, pennies a day, basically, you know, in a cage and have to work, you know, it's awful what's happened to them. But we in America have become enslaved too, because there are no jobs here. And so the whole world has been enslaved. And I really think that's what it's talking about in Revelation 18, is that they sold human bodies, human slaves. In other words, they've enslaved humanity because of their control construct over the worldwide commerce. But it says that this, in a single moment, this will be brought down and all of their wealth is gone. And how, if you're like, how could this happen? You know, how would this be? Well, this is what President Trump is doing with the tariffs. Today, he, you know, came out with all these different things that they're talking about. You know, they're not going to allow the fentanyl into our country. If they bring in the fentanyl into our country, they're not going to be able to trade. If they don't build up their own economy, Bessent was talking about this, Secretary of the Treasury, Bessent was talking about, if they do not have their own economy where they can sell to their own people, then we're not going to trade with them, basically, because they just can't leech off of our economy, right? So all these things are happening, and I believe that's Revelation 18. This is the bringing down of this worldwide commerce that they have done to enslave humanity. And this is the thing. How do you destroy this beast that's everywhere and that controls half the world's wealth? How do you do such a thing? Well, President Trump is showing you we're doing it through the tariffs. You know, this is how we're bringing down this horrible beast. We could not have defeated them unless we defeat their financial system to be wealthy. How they have all this power is because they have all this money. And so it says that in the chapter Revelation 18, it says they'll throw dust on their heads and they'll weep and they'll cry and all this because all their wealth is gone. Well, they're going to be wealthy, but they won't be controlling humanity and enslaving humanity. And that's a really great example of how current events are right there playing out in the book of Revelation. I have two other books that I've written, and I never understood the minor prophets. I never understood them. I wish I could sit here and read to you all the minor prophets are so amazing. Some of the verses that you'll find in there, and this is actually in a major prophet, but it says, no longer will babies die before they have lived a full life. People won't be considered old at 100. This is in Isaiah 65, you guys. Joel chapter 2 is all about us, this great and mighty army that would appear. Nothing's ever been seen like it or will ever be seen again. It's all, I mean, Habakkuk. Habakkuk is talking about that the beams and the ceilings are echoing the complaint of that these people have to be stopped. It says, if it tarries, wait for it. It will surely come and it will not be delayed. And so I wrote this, you know, I love now the minor prophets because they were telling us about this day when we would awaken, you know, like Ezekiel. We're the dead, dry bones that have awakened and we've become a mighty army. Remember that from Ezekiel 36? And then the other one that I wrote is this one. This was the first one I wanted to write. My first video that ever went viral was where I was telling about Elijah and how he destroyed the prophets of Baal. And I was telling this to the people who were down cleaning out the tunnels in Epstein Island. And basically, you know, I've just put this out there. I said, this is what these amazing Marines don't realize what they're doing. This is so biblical. And somehow or another, they found out about that I had done this video. I'm just sitting out by my rose bush telling this story like I would tell it, you know, a little bit more than I would tell to children. But anyway, and so I decode all these Bible stories like that. And it's happening in our day, like with Samson bringing down the two columns, the Masonic columns on the heads of the cabal. We're like, the Lord Jesus said that they won't know what hit them till the flood comes and washes them all away. We're going to see them washed away. The Bible says we'll look for our enemies and we won't be able to find them. This is what our Lord Jesus said about the Noah flood, just like in the days of Noah. So yeah, this is an example of current events happening before our eyes that are biblical. The Bible stories you've learned all your life are a roadmap. Like the cannibals in Jericho, the Canaan was about cannibals and that they were surrounding the city for 7 days, whatever. And so, you know, basically 7 years. Just super quick. And I know our time is running out. In seven years since the sign. Can I share my screen one more quick time? Yeah. Okay. This is so cool. And you can see this on the very first page of my website, freedomforce.live. Okay. So when you scroll down here, okay, I don't know why all of a sudden I'm huge. I don't know how that happened. Anyway, when you look right here and you scroll down on freedomforce.live, you will see, do you see that right there? That's beautiful sign in the heavens?
Yeah, I just clicked off my video so that yours would be a little
bit. Do you see on my screen?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, you see that sign right there?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is, in my opinion, it's the sign of the Son of Man. In Matthew 24, our Lord Jesus told us to watch for this sign of the Son of Man. He says, when you see the sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power, and all the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. You are one of his chosen ones. All of you guys who are fighting in this battle are part of his chosen ones, and this happened right there, September 23rd, 2017, from Revelation 12, 1 and 2, there was a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and 12 stars on her head. That's exactly Virgo. The sun is on her shoulders. The moon is on her under her feet. She has these 12 stars. 9 is Leo, but 3 more came into alignment, Mercury, Mars, and Venus. And it says she was in labor to be delivered. Well, this beautiful star, Jupiter, entered into her womb. The Bible name for Jupiter is Melchizedek. Melchizedek is the king, the eternal king and priest. Isn't that amazing? This is the Christ star. And it entered into her womb on an amazing day in history, the day President Trump was elected.
Oh, wow.
This is biblical. This is huge. This is the sign in the Old Testament. It calls this the woman in labor. Do a search on BibleGateway.com for woman in labor. You'll be like, I see it 18 times. What is it saying? It was trying to tell us about this day when we would birth the kingdom on earth. His kingdom will come and his will be done. He's been the king always. He was born king, but now he's assuming his role. In Revelation 11, it says he will assume his role and he comes to reign. This is why they're so excited that finally, he's come to reign on earth and we will reign with him. So this is the sign of the Son of Man. You can see that, like I said, on the main page of the freedomforce.live. Yeah, and you will love it that the Lord has just, he's given all of this to us, but I think that's so hard because we've been misled on it so much. And it was hard for me to come out of the deception, this cloud. Just like with all the research that you have done, maybe you were taught something completely different in school. And then you had to just unlearn a lot so that you could fill yourself with truth, right? And that's exactly what I've done.
Wow. Well, it is a lot, you know, and I encourage
a lot.
It's, you know, to pick up this first book, you know, the End Times and the 1,000 Years of Peace, Finally, the truth about enzymes end times revealed. It's very interesting. It's an easy read. You can read it pretty fast.
Yeah,
it's a
yeah.
pretty fast read. And then look at the other books and the videos. And just like for a lot of my listeners who were pro-vaxxers and now they are wise and they're anti-vaxxers, they're not doing it anymore because they learned differently. This is a way to look at the Book of Revelation and look at end times and learn differently.
Yes.
So, Melissa, this has been great. And you've got just so much information. And I know that we just barely skimmed across the top of this with giving sort of people the idea that where we are is really it's not coming, it's here.
Yes. And it's good news. It's good news for them. For us. Sorry, bad news for them. So remember, if you don't remember anything else I've said, end times for them and 1,000 years of peace for us.
Well, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And that's a great end our conversation with here today. Would you like to close out our session today with a word of prayer?
I would be very happy to. Thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise you that you are the King of the world. And we are all wanting you to rule this earth. This earth has been so messed up by these people. They've done so much to us. And we know that you love us and that you are coming to save us. Thank you, Lord, that you didn't come to condemn the world. You came to save the world. And we are just so thankful that you have awakened us. You have chosen us. Just like right after that sign, a month later, we all started to wake up. We saw that you said that you would come and you would awaken us and you would gather us from the four corners. You know, we would never probably have known each other except that you tapped us on the shoulder and you whispered in our ear the truth. And we all have just joined together all over the world. And we just thank you that you have allowed us to be a part of what you are doing. Lord, thank you that you, as you said in Revelation 11:11, you breathed life into us. And we stood up as Ezekiel saw these dead, dry bones. We were as good as dead. We were goners, except for your mercy that you awakened us and have been teaching us for all this time. Thank you, Lord, that this 7 years has completed. And as President Trump says, I believe we're going in the golden age. Lord, we're ready. We're ready to see this golden age, 1,000 years of peace, where there'll be health and wealth and peace. Thank you that wars are ceasing. Thank you, Lord, for all that President Trump is doing to end the war in Ukraine, end the war in Gaza, end the war in Iran and India and Pakistan, not start any more new wars. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we're going to have health, that no longer will babies die before they've lived a full life. We lay hold of this promise. We thank you for this promise. And we also lay hold of the promise that we will have long, long lives in this golden age. We thank you that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous, that all that they've stolen from us will come back to us. And we lay hold of all your promises. They are yea and amen in you, Lord Jesus, because you bought all this for us on the cross. You told us to go into all the world and to gather up your people all over the world and to have us to be soldiers for you in this world. And that's here we are. Just like your word said, we praise you. I pray for everyone on Ms. Tenpenny's channel. I pray for her strength to do the job that you have called her to do. All of us fulfilling the mission that you've called us to do. And we trust that you will help us to do just that. In your great name, we pray, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Whew, that was powerful.
Thank you. Well, that was so great. So great. It's such good news. Thank you for letting me share it. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, it is good news, and it's the end times for the bad guys. And that's a great way to think about it, and it's a really good time for us. But I think that this is, for a lot of our listeners, this is a really new way to review and think about the end times and where we're going. And it gives you a different perspective, gives you something to compare to, instead of just saying tunnel vision, this is the only thing that I know, and don't confuse me with any new information, because I've been taught this is what I know. I would say, take off your blinders, open your ears, open your eyes. You know, ears, you can listen to the podcast. You can actually listen to the book being read. Or if you're a reader, I suggest getting the book again, End Times in the 1,000 Years of Peace. Did they buy that from your website? And where?
No, just on Amazon.
Amazon?
Yeah, I found that was the easiest way to get the truth out. My goal is to get the truth out about this. And thank you. If you can put a review on there, I would really appreciate it, because this is really helping, you know, people to see. You'll read all these very positive reviews. It's helping people to find this book, you know. So, and thank you for, you know, letting me share this too. So it's I have the audio book on my website, but not the actual book itself. And you can also share it with people. You can send it to people on their email. So we're trying to make it as cheap and as easy as possible for people to get this in their hands.
And what was the website again?
My website is freedomforce.live. The reason we got that is from, I think, Matthew 16. It says that the kingdom has suffered violence, but the violent take the kingdom by force. And we are going to kick the doors in. We're going to end all this for the end times for them. We're going to put an end to all of this that they've done to us. And we're going to enter into 1,000 years of peace. You're going to love it. I've got to send you major clues from Minor Prophets, Miss Tenpenny. You're going to absolutely flip when you read that one too. So hurry and get finished with this first one, because you're going to love the major clues from Minor Prophets and the This Is Biblical. I'll send you both.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Melissa Red Pill. And what a great name you have. We're opening up everybody's eyes. Thank you for being with us here today. And we hope that this gave you something different to think about, something really on along a different line than what we usually talk about in happy hour. And hope this opened your eyes and your ears to just appreciate what's there. And I mentioned Brad's series before. We've had all the different series that are available. If you just go to drtenpenny.com, hover over the education tab, there will be a drop down window, and you can see all the different things that are available there, from our books, from my book, from the different podcasts that we do on the biblical series. They're all listed there for you for free. So appreciate for all your help and for following me for all these times. And I'm grateful and honored for Melissa, for you to be here with us today. With that, I'm going to close out with one of my favorite verses from the Bible. I close all my podcasts with, whether they are live or pre-recorded, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. So until we meet again the next time on the same on the next broadcast, which is tomorrow morning, Morning Coffee with Dr. T at 11 a.m. It's a live broadcast. Bring your questions. We will see you there, or we'll see you here next week at Happy Hour with Dr. T at 11 a.m. in the morning. So everyone else, have a great week. Melissa, again, thank you so much for being here. And to everybody else, goodbye and God bless.
Bye.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body's vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com, and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.